Blog Talk Radio.
This is TD Sports Recruiter's Sports Talk Show. I'm your host, Kathy Reeves, and we are broadcasting from Starbucks Coffee Shop again. Today is Thursday, September the 24th, and we feature our Student Athletes of the Week on Thursdays. We have a very exciting show for you. We have several student athletes from the South Carolina area. South Carolina is definitely representing, and of course, TD Sports Recruiters Sports Talk Show, TD Sports Recruiters Recruiting Services. South Carolina is where it all began. And we're going to have some very prestigious student athletes that are going to be calling in as our guests on today. We're excited to have C.E. Murray High School, C.E. Murray High School football team, Darius Rush and Jay Barr. I tell you, I'm so excited to have C.E. Murray football because their head coach, Coach Brian Smith, is our mentor. He's the mentor for TD Sports Recruiters, and he does a wonderful job of keeping us on track. I tell you, if a person who thinks that they know everything doesn't know everything, all of the great leaders, all great leaders, even Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., surrounded himself around people that could advise him. And I'm here to tell you that anytime you feel that you don't need an advisor or you know everything, you can definitely be ready to get yourself in trouble. So we are so very thankful for Coach Brian Smith over there at C.E. Murray High School football, those War Eagles. They are doing wonderful things, and we appreciate him. We are so happy to have him as a part of the TD Sports Recruiters team. We reach out to him. He's always there. He's always available, helping us out whenever we need some advice and to just make sure that he's keeping me on the right track and keeping me straight. So we are so thankful for Coach H.C. Brian Smith over there, Head Coach Brian Smith over there at C.E. Murray High School in the Williamsburg County School District in South Carolina. They're out in the Greeleyville, South Carolina area, and two of his players will be calling in at 2 o'clock to appear as guests on our show. Darius Rush and Jay Barr will be calling in from C.E. Murray High School. So if you're listening to the sound of my voice, you definitely want to call in at 2 o'clock, and you will be able to ask these two student athletes questions about how they were able to keep good grades and also do the right things with regards to football and all of the accolades that they have received so far. So that's at 2 o'clock p.m. on today, Thursday. Our student athletes of the week will be C.E. Murray High School football varsity players, Darius Rush and Jay Barr. Then weighing in at 1:30 this afternoon will be Lake City High School, Mr. Rick Turner. It's my understanding that they are having a parade in Lake City today. I'm not sure if it is the kickoff of the homecoming festivities, but Lake City High School will be weighing in at 1:30, and our student athlete of the week guest would be none other than Rick Turner, jersey number 16. Rick is a Division I NCAA qualifier. He has been on several school visits, several visits, and Lake City High School, of course, is the alma mater for the University of South Carolina Gamecocks, Mr. Sean Carson. Mr. Sean Carson over at the University of South Carolina there in Columbia, under the head coach of Steve Spurrier, is doing a fantastic job representing Lake City High School. So Mr. Rick Turner will be weighing in at 1:30. He will be giving us a call, and if you're interested in speaking with him, you can definitely call in and ask him some questions about how he is also able to keep his GPA and what he has to do to become a D1 recruit, entering the clearinghouse, keeping his grades on point since ninth grade, because we all know that ninth grade is where it all starts. So weighing in at 1:30 will be Lake City High School, Mr. Rick Turner. And then we have at 5:30 p.m., we're going to hear from Blythewood High School in the Richland School District 2 there in Columbia, South Carolina. These schools are definitely representing South Carolina. It will be Chris Pham, which is number 13. Now, Chris has several offers that he is pondering over and deciding which one that he is going to accept. He has not shared that information with anyone yet because he's still undecided. But some of those schools that have reached out and offered Chris is North Carolina Central University in Durham, North Carolina, Coastal Carolina University in Conway, South Carolina, Western Carolina in North Carolina, Liberty University in Virginia, and Charleston Southern University in Charleston, South Carolina, to name a few. And he will be calling in at 5:30 as a guest on our show, and he will be talking to us about what it takes to be a Division I recruit. And we are very happy to sponsor these Student Athletes of the Week because what we do at TV Sports Recruiters, we recruit high school students, we do high school recruiting, we do college recruiting, we do JUCO transfers, and we do it for all sports. We do it for lacrosse, we do it for golf, rugby, football, basketball, softball, baseball, volleyball, handball, rodeo, all of the sports, we represent all of them. However, it just so happens to be football season and volleyball season. We will be having some volleyball players that will be also featured as Student Athletes of the Week on our show. If you're just joining us, this is the PV Sports Recruiters Sports Talk Show with your host, Kathy Reeves, and today is Thursday, September the 24th. We will be honoring Student Athletes of the Week who have done an outstanding job on the football field, in volley and volleyball, and in the sport that they play, as well as doing well in their academics. These students have been recognized by Rivals.com, ESPN.com, Yahoo.com as Division I qualifiers and have been on several official visits to NCAA Division I schools. So they will be calling in on today as our guest speakers on the PV Sports Recruiters Sports Talk Show. So if you are interested in speaking with these players, you can give us a call. If you go to the Twitter site for PV Sports Recruiters, it is athlete_recruit. You will be able to see the appropriate numbers to be able to call in to talk to Student Athletes of the Week. And you'll also see the link that is needed to log into the radio station and to listen live. You can listen live, ladies and gentlemen. You may be able to listen live to the broadcast as these student athletes share with us the road that they took to get to the Division I level. So, again, TV Sports Recruiters Sports Talk Show will be highlighting the Student Athletes of the Week. Every Thursday, we feature the Student Athletes of the Week. And on this Thursday, we will be talking to Lake City High School Rick Turner at 1:30. He will be calling in to the radio station, and he will be our guest on the show, followed by C.E. Murray Football at 2 o'clock, players Darius Rush and Jay Barr. And then at 5:30, we will have Chris Pham from Blythewood High School. These schools are in South Carolina, the state of South Carolina. Blythewood High School is in Richland School District 1. We have Lake City High School that is in Florence School District 3. And we have C.E. Murray High School that is a member of the Williamsburg School District there in Greeleyville, South Carolina. TV Sports Recruiters Sports Talk Show is on Twitter. We are on Twitter at athlete_recruit. So make sure that you go out and you follow PD Sports Recruiter Sports Talk Show for the latest information on college recruiting and college signing, the national letter of intent, and all the other information that is pertaining to recruiting, the ACT information, the SAT information, and other matters pertaining to recruiting. The PD Sports Recruiter Sports Talk Show is featured at 5 o'clock p.m. on Monday through Wednesday, and then we broadcast throughout the day for our Student Athletes of the Week. You can also listen to us on podcast if you're not able to tune in right now. I know that there are a lot of you who are working or a lot of our students who are currently in class. If you're not able to tune in right now, definitely not a problem. Our show is available if you have internet on your iPhone, if you have internet on your iPad, if you have internet at home or in your car, you'll be able to access the broadcast at a later date. You just click on the link, and you'll be able to listen to the broadcast whenever it is convenient for you. You can listen to it several times over and over. A lot of the student athletes of the week will be high school seniors. This would be a wonderful thing to place the link on your senior website, or if you have a football website, players, it would be a wonderful thing to have these interviews on your school website so players can dial in. They can just click on that link on the school website, and they'll be able to hear you on the radio as you share with the callers how it is to compete in the Division I level and become a qualifier going forward, and what is needed to be successful in school with regards to the ACT, SAT testing. And these Student Athletes of the Week will share with you that their journey started in the ninth grade. Colleges start looking at recruits in the ninth grade, and the ninth grade is also where the grades start. So if you're looking to have success with the NCAA Clearinghouse, the NAIA Clearinghouse, the NCCAA, the USCAA, the YFCC8, the PSUAC, the CCCAA, and the NJCAA divisions, you want to make sure that your grades are on point starting in the ninth grade, because the ninth grade builds on the 10th grade, and the 10th grade builds on the 11th grade, and the 11th grade builds on the 12th grade. So it's very important that you start off on the right foot in ninth grade, getting the right grades for your English, math, science, social studies, and foreign language. Those are called your core courses, and it's very important that you start working on those core courses early on in the school year so that you will be a qualifier like the Student Athletes of the Week that you will be hearing on the show on today. Again, at 1:30, we will have Rick Turner from Lake City High School, Lake City High School in Lake City, South Carolina, following by Mr. Darius Rush and Jay Barr from C.E. Murray High School in Greeleyville, South Carolina, at 2 o'clock. And then at 5:30, we will have Chris Pham, who is with Blythewood High School varsity football team. They will be calling in on today. They will be our guests on the PD Sports Recruiter Sports Talk Show. And I am your host, Kathy Reeves. And we will speak with you again at 1:30.